Next, Gerald Palmer describes the saddler's shop of his father, Basil Palmer, as it was in the early 20th century.
So you were actually born in
Wickham? Yes, I was born in Wickham in 1910. Mm. My father was the manager of a harness maker's shop in Wickham High Street. It's a narrow part of Wickham High Street. The shop has now disappeared. I think it's now called Tangles. It's two doors away from the Spread Eagle, and I lived there until I was 18 when I went away to London. I can remember my father's shop very clearly indeed. Obviously, he was primarily concerned with saddlery and harness making, but he also sold things himself. Sold things like dog leads and cases, and being a good businessman, and he took over the business himself in 1924, he spread into sports, and so he repaired tennis rackets and cricket bats and footballs and sold new ones. The shop had two plate glass windows, and you stepped down into the shop and the little bell rang, and the family lived in the room behind the shop and in the bedrooms above. And there was a little window in our dining room or living room, and so we could look through from our living room and see if anybody was in the shop. My father worked in the shop, and he had one apprentice working with him, and he used to start work at 7 o'clock in the morning, have a half an hour for breakfast, then he'd lock the door at 1 o'clock, and the shop would remain closed until 2. That was sacrosanct, that hour, and he always had what he called 40 winks after his lunch. And then he would open the shop again, and it would stay open certainly until 7:30 in the evening. Mm-hmm. And on Saturdays, he stayed open until 9. Saturday evening was the busiest time of the week, because that was the time the farm labourers came in with their wives. The wives did the shopping down at the co-op, mm-hmm, or at the international stores, and the father or the husband would do a bit of shopping, come in for a new pair of gloves or to get his buskins, that is his leggings, repaired, mm-hmm, or buy a new dog lead or something like that.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.